Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast.
The still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley?
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every
And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley.
This is the podcast where we
let
help
Sam
you
know
to
you're listening.
You
Use
are,
hashtag Every Day is Saturday.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. Saturday Nation, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. There is nothing casual about Friday. We'll talk about that in just a second. You are right now dialed in to the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes, one of the original 500 shows on the platform back in the day. Still going strong. Can you believe that, man? Some dopey, fat-faced guy with a bad haircut stuck in a six-figure job, and I know that sounds, what? How do you get, how do you get stuck in a six-figure job? That's not stuck to me. Give me all your problems. It sucked. Everything about it sucked. I was in a mental prison being tortured every day, my greatness being held hostage. And it doesn't matter if you're making $100,000 or $100. If your greatness is held hostage, you're toast, man. You're in there with everybody else. Casual Friday is a perfect example. Oh, by the way. Before we go any further, did you leave your five-star review? Yes or no? Have you sent an email asking for personal coaching? Yes or no? From the Everyday Saturday group? Yes or no? And thirdly, have you joined our private Facebook group, Sam Crowley's Academy of Dreamers, Doers, and Entrepreneurs? Get on over to those are three things you got to do, all right? Casual Friday. Hi, I'm a grown-up male, 48 years old. And I've got $200,000 of college debt to show for it. All paid off now, by the way. And I've got a great financial portfolio. I've got stock options and an alligator skin belt. Yet, things that really excite me in this order, casual Friday, getting into shape, my faith in God, family, being successful, and enjoying freedom. In that order, that's what really gets me excited. Hey, 48-year-old stressed-out corporate guy, listen to me. Just because you can wear an Izod polo shirt and a pair of khaki pants one day a week with your shined-up loafers and call that casual and think you've hit the lotto, that's not the lifestyle that most people want. Hey, casual corporate guy, did you know that you can actually get even less casual? Did you know you can walk around in your boxers and a t-shirt and flip-flops and actually work from home and do what it is that you love to do? Does that even resonate with you? I know the certificate on the wall says that you need to actually display that. You don't. You can wipe your backside with it, and nobody would be none the wiser. That's about what it's worth. Because at some point in time, corporate, casual, Friday, corporate guy, you have to really come to grips and look at the person in the mirror and say, this is what I signed up for. I'm giving my direct reports at home less energy than I'm giving my direct reports at work. This is what I signed up for. To be ordered around like a whack-a-mole game at a carnival that somebody whacks me and I go here and I pop up there and I get whacked again and I pop up there and I get whacked again and I get popped up there. Casual corporate Friday guy, this is what you signed up for. This is it. This is your life. And in about 10 years, you're going to be put out to pasture in a nice way. You're going to get the gold watch and you're going to have they're going to have a luncheon for you. It's called a luncheon. See, when they're sending you off to pasture, it's not called lunch. It's called a luncheon. Okay, get that straight. And that's when you know you hit it big. You don't get a lunch. You get a luncheon. You're going to get the gold watch. You're going to have a couple of people who can't wait to see your ass go out the door, get up there and say very sorry goodbyes, maybe shed a tear. They're going to talk about the good old days when you guys were working till midnight for the boss and making that quota and getting things done and moving the ball and being a part of the project. And, oh, yeah, your grown-up kids who you never had any time for, they're going to be watching thinking, why the hell did he spend all his time there? Why didn't he spend it with me? See, that's the reality most people aren't going to tell you because pigs don't know pigs stink. Pigs don't know pigs stink. All the corporate people, the men and women that you're in the corporate slave camp with, they don't know that stinks. They think it's normal. Why? Because everybody they hang out with thinks it's normal. They think it's okay to be having that crackberry in their hand, the smartphone. Ping! Oh, got to get back to the boss. Ping! got to get back to the bottom. And I know there's precedents. I know there's people making 300 grand a year that stuck it out long, but they gave up their family. They gave up their freedom. Why? So they could wear the alligator on the whatever the hell that thing is. What is it? Is it an iZod? It's not an iPod. I know that. They're not wearing a phone for sure. It's an iZod, right? Is iZod the alligator? We're going to go with it and stay with it for corporate casual Friday guy. So you can wear the little alligator on the upper left-hand part of your dark or light blue shirt with your khakis that you had both dry cleaned. So you could just, you've been looking at that casual Friday outfit all week. I know you have, corporate guy. You've been looking at that outfit all week thinking, dang, is it Friday yet? Oh, it's only Wednesday. Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm wearing the iZod shirt. Blue, man, it's been talking to you from your walk-in closet when you walk. You got to walk by it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but man, on Friday, you get to bust that baby out, and you stroll into work, and there's just a little bit of a, there's that hitch ain't in your giddy-up anymore, man. You're kind of walking with the chest out and the head up, held up high, and some broad shoulders, and you got, you kind of just walking, man, like Bruce Willis in Die Hard, kind of walking into the scene, you know? But what you don't realize, you're going to end up like Hans Gruber. You're going to get thrown off that skyline, that sky rise, that high rise. What the hell am I trying to say? High rise? Yeah, skyline. Skyline. Skyline chili. You get the point? Why do people do this? I'll never understand. Don't you see what's happening in your life? Don't you see you're stuck on this freaking wheel that never ends? It never stops until you make... You're the guy at the carnival that can make the whole ride stop. You can make it stop right now. You got to just hit that button, man. Hit the button. You know the guy at the carnival? He looks like, I'm telling you, I don't mean to prejudge, okay? But we, you know the carnival people and what they sometimes look like. Hey, did you break out of prison yesterday? Or have you been with this carny for a while now? That guy, all right? Ever since I was a little kid in Bradford, PA, they've always looked the same. And you're in charge of me when I'm 100 feet in the air. All right, that gives me a warm fuzzy. You know the guy, right? You're that guy right now who can stop and make that ride just stop right there. Exit it and go to another ride called Freedom, where you have complete control, all right? Complete control. But you're not going to because of the casual Friday. Because one day a week, your boss, who happened to kiss butt a little bit better than you, probably younger than you are at this point in time, because they could save a lot of money bringing in a millennial over a baby boomer. They're ordering, hey, Joe, good news. Hey, remember, guys, remember, casual Friday tomorrow. Yay, yay, all right. It's like Gymboree. Yay, we get to see Jimbo coming. Yay, casual Friday. That's it, man. That's what you're working your ass off for is casual Friday. Let me tell you something. Not only can every day be casual Friday, every day can be Saturday. And it's possible. It's going to take work, but holy cow, does it take any more work than what you've gone through the last 20 years? Even the last five, think of the last 5 years, what you could have done with your dream. We've talked about the compounding effect this entire month of August. It's August 4th. It's a Friday, hence the casual Friday message. But what are you doing the first 4 days of this month? If you did something every day, 1 hour of consistent, daily, focused activity towards your freedom, towards your very own Saturday, and you just began 3 days ago on August 1st, where would you be right now? It compounds. I'm telling you, just like compounding interest, 8% a year, every year, over 20 years, you're a millionaire. Think about that. Don't get excited about casual Friday. That's ridiculous, man. That's just, I'm telling you, and I don't throw this word, it's the loser mentality. It just is. It's for losers. I can tell you, I can see these people in my eyes still 15 years ago. Hey, it's casual Friday. And they got the polo and the khakis working. Everybody's happy. Why? I don't know. What meaning do you give to Friday? Oh, I get it. It's the weekend. So, hey, good news. What? We only have to work a half day tomorrow. What? But tomorrow's Saturday. Yeah, isn't that great? You got to come in. Come in from 8. Just show your face. Nobody. Yeah, but I got to get up early and I got to shower on a Saturday and I got to shave and I got to be away from my family. My kids want to go to the park. Oh, well, yeah. You can go to the park at noon. Yeah, but I don't want to go to the park at noon. Well, yeah, you do. Okay. Just come on in and show your face. Why? Because pigs don't know pigs stink. Everybody else is doing it. So you just follow the leader, man. One big lemming. Don't do that. Don't be that person. Even if that's you right now and maybe you're laughing, but you're really crying inside thinking this is my life. I'm making 150 grand a year, but yeah, I get to dress up. Maybe every day. Maybe now you're one of the companies where everybody dresses casual. And you think, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me. Yeah, it does. Don't get caught up in the clothes. This is not an apparel podcast, okay? It's a mindset podcast. It's helping you understand that unless you have control over your time, someone else does. And when someone else has control over your time, they have control over your happiness. They have control. And they do. They really do. And they because they can tell you what to do. And if you don't do it, you're fired or whatever it is. You should make it uncomfortable. You know how the game works. I mean, I was on both sides of it. I could make somebody's life miserable or they made my life miserable. Or I just created the boogeyman and made myself miserable. Any one of those three. But when you have freedom, you have the ability to create. And create something very special, what's called a legacy. And as my man Gary Vee says, legacy is better than currency. When you get that, when you really get that legacy is better than currency, you'll understand a little bit about this whole Every Day is Saturday mindset, this Every Day is Saturday movement. And look, if you haven't gotten inside the Facebook group, that's a block. That's a subconscious block of yours that you, for some reason, you don't put enough value to get inside there with other dreamers and doers and entrepreneurs. If you have not said, all right, I'm going to get myself to Atlanta the end of October. I want to be with Sam and all these other dreamers in the room. There's a block there. You're afraid of something. And there's the fear of prosperity is way more paralyzing than the fear of failure. Way, way more paralyzing to people. You just, oh my God, prosperity. What am I going to do? Then people are going to expect more. Yeah, hey, welcome to the world, man. Get your value out there. But that shouldn't make you afraid or paralyze you at all, because what you're really good at, you want to do more of. True or true? What you're good at, you want to do more of. True or true? What you're good at, you want to do more of. You're not good at casual Friday. No, the 22-year-old pimple-faced kid right out of college is good at casual Friday. And by the way, everybody should be that person. Everybody should go through corporate at least for a couple of years to understand a lot of things, to how to work with a team. How to get along with dummies, how to get along with great people, how to achieve as a team. There really is a lot to do with teamwork, but then once you're done, man. There's only so much of that can fill you up, and then you become a prisoner. Then you start making a little bit more. Then the salary goes up. Then the trappings come, and then you start going into the pig pen, and you start seeing everybody else who you know it stinks, but now you're saying, it doesn't smell so bad. No, it still smells as bad, but now you're just getting indoctrinated to it, and the smell, it just doesn't resonate anymore with you. Don't ever get into that, but I think everybody, I tell my kids, you got it. My daughter works at Panera Bread now. Everybody goes through a job. You got to go to a job to see what it is you don't want to do and to see how valuable it is to be the one who owns the McDonald's, not to be the one who flips the burgers. If you haven't seen Founder, it's a pretty good movie. I saw it on the flight to Vegas a couple weeks ago about Ray Kroc and McDonald's and how he knew that he was in the real estate business. And he kind of, according to the movie, kind of did the McDonald's brothers dirty in a way. I won't give away if you haven't seen the movie. But the one thing he got, he was in the real estate business. He wasn't in the hamburger business, meaning the McDonald's owns the most valuable pieces of real estate in every town, small town, big city there is all around the world. And that's where the money was. And he leased it back to the franchisees. Understand, you don't want to be the burger flipper your entire life. Why do you want to be a Whopper flopper? I mean, why would you want to do that when you can own the burger place? Own whatever it is you want to do. Every day is Saturday to me. It's my passion. It's what I do. It's who I am. It's everything about me. I love it every day. Are some days difficult? Of course they are. I'm a business owner. Things happen. Real estate, absolutely. I own it. Things happen. But I wouldn't trade this, man, for any casual Friday ever in the history of my corporate life would I ever trade what I got going on now. Would you? No. Don't be that person. All right? So let's do this. Leave a 5-star review for the show on iTunes. Come on. If you've already done it, step 2, send an email. Sam, I'm interested in coaching. We'll get you on the phone with one of the valued members of the All-Star team. And number 3, get inside our Facebook group. All right? Those 3 things. That's your homework for the weekend on a casual Friday. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.